Okay, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
John Miller.
Mr. Miller, listen, who's going to conduct your hearing? Anybody have a sheet for Mr. Miller?
Oh, I do.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Mr. Miller?
Thank you.
Mr. Miller?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Just give me 1 second. Get our number in order. Okay, sir, can you state your name and ADC number?
My name is John Miller, number 285185.
Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 17th, 2017. Is that correct, Mr. Miller?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on the teleconference screen to my far left on the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Miller and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Oh, I do.
Well, good. Mr. Miller, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 Shadow Canyon Road, Bullhead City, Arizona, on or about September 21st, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Miller, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about September 21st, 2017, as directed. Mr. Miller, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Miller's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Just 1 second, Mr. Miller, and we'll continue the second phase of your hearing. Okay, sir, we're going to move on with phase two. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Oliveri is going to give us additional information. We will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Miller was released from the Department of Corrections on July 21st of 2017
He was arrested in office on October 2nd of 2017. He was taken to the Mahoney County Jail, and then on October 3rd of 2017, returned back to ADC custody. He has 11 days of scond. His projected supervision end date will be on June 6th of 2018. Current convictions, 2013, armed robbery, 3 years, 6 months. And also in 2013, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 3-4. Mental health score were 1, and his substance abuse score is a 3. STG gang information, inmate is in GangNet, identified as an Atwood gang member from La Cynthia, California. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. One other arrest in 2008, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, probation. And his community risk score is a G5-B5.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Mr. Miller, I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released to an approved residence located at 2202 Shadow Canyon Road, Bullhead City, with your mother, Michelle Deck. You requested no change of address while on supervision. It looks like that we don't have any record of you working on community supervision. Did you work at all, sir, when you were outside of the prison system?
Sir.
Were you looking for work, or what was your plan?
Yes, sir, I was looking.
Some programming notes, you referred to Sage Counseling for substance abuse treatment. You also referred to Southwest Behavioral Health for anger management. You referred to TASC with the assigned color code PEACH. You had a fail to produce urine on August 22nd and November 25th. So I will ask you, I guess you had a self-admitted use of methamphetamine and heroin. So do you have an ongoing struggle or problem with both those drugs, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Have you been able to detox from these drugs, sir?
I have before.
Are you still under the influence of drugs inside the prison system?
No, not really.
There was a referral to anger management. What was that connected to, sir?
They told me that I had to go sign up for them. So when I did, I signed up and I went to one class before I got arrested.
You were missing from community supervision for 11 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
Heroin and meth.
Well, sir, if it means anything, you're not the only individual that we're talking to before this board, and we do talk to a lot of inmates that are having heroin and meth problems, so I do appreciate you being honest with the board. We know it's a real problem out there.
This is the first time I've admitted that I actually have a problem with it.
Well, I'll be straight with you. It's certainly not good that you have a heroin and meth problem, but I do think it's good that you're admitting it to yourself. I don't want to sound like a bumper sticker, but that's a big step. And I hope you'll continue to move forward with that in terms of treatment. Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer during that time?
I just forgot about it. At the time, I wasn't even supposed to have a meeting with him until October 6th. But I ended up getting a hold of my mom, and she told me that they wanted to see me up in Kingman, so I went.
There was quite a bit of information on the background, but when you were returned to the Department of Corrections, how were you arrested?
I
How did that happen?
Parole.
Okay, it was a parole, it was direct arrest by parole. Well, sir, if you're beginning to understand that you have problems with heroin and methamphetamine abuse, what's your plan? What are you thinking?
I want to get help. I really do.
What do you think would help?
A program.
Well, sir, again, I appreciate you being honest with the board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Miller, I don't have any questions from my fellow board members. This is your hearing. Is there anything that you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? Willie asks that you don't repeat yourself. Is there anything you'd like to share?
No. You asked me not to repeat myself, and the only thing I can say really is that I know I need help.
But I guess it's, you know, you're the first person who said that, and usually the reason why we give that warning is if someone has shared a lot of information, you know, we're asking them not to just go through the long list of things that they've already discussed with us, but in this case you haven't said very much, so it's probably totally appropriate that you say the same thing twice. The board's about to go into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, you will hear our discussion in the open. We will make our vote, and we will come back to you with our decision shortly, Mr. Miller. Thank you again.
Okay.
Fellow board members, I'm sincere when I say that I do appreciate Mr. Miller's honesty. It sounds like that he's barely coming to grips with the fact that he's got an addiction with one or two pretty seriously addictive drugs, which we know have been a big problem on the street as we listen to a variety of people on community supervision. I will say, with respect to Mr. Miller, I recognize that he still has 7 months left of his flat sentence. And there's always the question as to what the best use of that time is. But with his recognition of his drug addiction so fresh, and I will also say with respect, the availability of drugs inside the prison system, I'm not sure if I feel comfortable returning him to the community on community supervision at this point. He may be better off taking advantage of the remainder of his prison sentence, putting together a plan, and seeking whatever treatment's available inside the Department of Corrections. I'd say that the other issue is, I think he's been straight, but I'm not sure where he falls right now in terms of being ready for actually taking that step for cleaning up from drugs, but that's where I want to begin the discussion, and I'd like to see what all my fellow board members have to say.
I agree.
And particularly in that that part of the state, unless things have changed since last I knew, that's a very, as far as meth,
yes,
that's a very, very saturated area of the state.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, and I agree with you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3323. I move to revoke, as well as our discussion with Mr. Miller and information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Miller was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, inasmuch that he absconded failed to attend substance abuse counseling and has an ongoing struggle with methamphetamine and heroin, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, your supervision has been revoked and you've been released on or about June 6, 2018. Again, that's probably a bit less than 7 months away. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but it really is a relatively short amount of time. Please take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to concentrate on programming and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. I hope you're serious about staying off of drugs. Unfortunately, what we see when people aren't quite ready to make that decision is what we call a revolving door, and that is that they end up back out in the street, back on drugs, and doing crimes to feed that drug habit. So please, I hope you're firmly committed to that. We wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you for your time, Mr. Miller.
Please put the CO3 back on, sir.